It's Pride Month, and even as corporations and multinationals move away from DEI policies that once made June an explosion of rainbows, LGBTQ plus lives are not going back into the closet. Earlier this month, I was at the 17th Kashish Pride Film Festival in Mumbai, South Asia's biggest LGBTQ plus film festival, where renowned actress Konkana Sen Sharma received an award for being a rainbow ally amidst huge cheers.
Oh my God, this is so infectious. It's so amazing to be here today again. I am so amazed that this is the 17th year of the Kashish Pride Film Festival. This is how the community really shows. Thank you so much for that.
Meanwhile, a five-star hotel in Kolkata hosted a pride party with a trans man band in attendance. The trans man band is named Odommo, or Indefatigable. But trans men themselves have been left out of India's recent transgender bill, which begs the question, when it comes to LGBTQ plus rights in India, what is the writing on the wall? It turns out to be a mural. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. The building has seen better days, an old three-story house with slatted windows and trellis patterns on its balcony, faded by sun and rain. But its walls have become a canvas. Figures larger than life size of ambiguous gender gaze out onto the street from its walls. The delicate Jamdani textile one wears glows neon yellow against the peach pink of the wall in the late afternoon sun. Another stands in a casually wrapped grey printed sari, fist raised in the air as if captured in mid-chant. The figures depict transgender lives, portraits of real-life queer people, says artist Urchi Roy, who worked on the mural. But the building belongs to the 60-year-old Crafts Council of West Bengal and its store, Artisana. Anjum Katyal, the Honorary General Secretary, says they had done a makeover of the inside but were wondering what to do with the exterior.
Sort of was looking to put it mildly, a little shabby and run down. And we were thinking for our 60th year, if we are thinking of doing fresh things and bringing a fresh approach, we've done the interior. Let's now see about the exterior.
So poet and writer Karuna Ezra Parikh stepped in and connected the Crafts Council to the arts collectives, Aravani Arts Project and Fearless Collective, to see if they would do a mural. Aravani works to create a collective space for the transgender community in public art. And Fearless Collective works with women and misrepresented communities. Parikh says they quickly saw an overlap between the stories of craft and transgender lives.
So it felt like a wonderful intersection. And I think one of the things that we very quickly realize is what craft and people on the marginalized edges of society have in common is erasure and facing that.
Art seemed an obvious answer, the biggest tool for self-expression, says artist Urchi Roy.
It is the biggest tool to express our independence as well, that how we have weaved our thought and fight through textile.
The figures in the mural literally resist that act of erasure. Bandhani, the act of plucking cloth with fingernails to create a design from scars in the cloth, resonated with Roy. Queer people know a thing or two about finding meaning in the scars life deals them. Or take the grey-printed sari or chapa sari one figure wears, which has a slogan running along the border.
From Bangladesh, there's a beautiful chapa sari tradition. And this is a tradition like they write on the like textile. So we use this slogan, Amar Shorir Amar Mon, Dur Hotho Raj Shashon.
My body, my mind, state, keep out of it. An old marching slogan. But what was really striking was this was a story of queerness without any of the markers we have come to associate with Pride Month. No rainbow saris, no rainbow flags. There is a painting of an old cupboard, literally a coming out of the closet of sorts, an object that coexists perfectly in the stories of both craft and sexuality, but it's a nuance that many passers-by would miss. The mural told an older story of pride, one that was more about resistance than rainbows. Happy Pride, everyone. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.